You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. The Justice Department filed a landmark antitrust lawsuit against Google yesterday over the company's anti-competitive practices, specifically around search. The Justice Department and 11 states charged Google with maintaining an illegal monopoly on online searches through business deals and agreements that lock out competitors, like paying Apple billions of dollars to make Google the default search engine for iPhones and other deals with browser makers. And this case is a big deal. It's the most significant case against a big tech company in more than 20 years, since the one against Microsoft in 1998. Charlotte Slayman is an antitrust attorney and competition policy director at Public Knowledge. She says it's all about the defaults for now.
So you've got the desktop and the mobile where people are doing searches. Google is the default. And economists have found that those defaults are really powerful in impacting which search engine users choose.
It sort of sounds like a redux of the Microsoft antitrust case from the 90s, right? Like, this is ultimately about bundling and forcing consumers into this choice of your default.
Yes, there's a lot of similarities with the Microsoft case.
Google's unquestionably dominant in search. It seems like there may be some anti-competitive practices around the way they implement search. But like, is that all?
That's a question I've been wondering myself. I was hopeful that we might see a case that would include some other areas I'm concerned about. In particular, Google is really powerful in display advertising. They represent publishers, the websites that are showing the advertisements. They represent advertisers. And they also own the auction where publishers and advertisers are bidding and making their decisions about which ad to run. And those concerns around the advertising technologies are not in this complaint at all. I think the reason that DOJ chose to focus on search is that it is a simpler place to start. But I am hopeful that if DOJ has facts indicating anti-competitive conduct in the ad tech space, that we might see an expanded complaint on those issues in the future.
What are the broader implications? Like, what does this move now say about the political will to hold big tech companies accountable, where so far there's been a lot of heat?
I think by filing this complaint, DOJ has shown that the era of hands-off big tech is over. There will be oversight of dominant digital platforms, and it's just a question of when.
Charlotte Slayman is an antitrust attorney and competition policy director at Public Knowledge. Google, by the way, said the case is, quote, deeply flawed. On another note, we want to hear from you for a special we're doing on adapting to climate change, especially flooding or storms in the Midwest. What tech, if any, are you buying? Call or text us 802-877-TECH. That's 802-877-TECH. Or email us at mptech@marketplace.org. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.